Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got our man Eddie House, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, and actually an MLB analyst on Inside the Parker, I think.
Yes.
So he will talk a little bit of baseball when he joins us at the bottom of the hour. We'll also get into the Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder fight that took place on Saturday night. And we'll talk about that this hour as well. But we'll reset with the National Football League. We got a big game going on tonight. And the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, who have designs on winning a Super Bowl, are in a battle with the Indianapolis Colts. Colts almost, it's still too early to totally write them off if they lose, Rob. Especially in their division. Their division's weak. But they need a win. They're 1-3. They definitely need a win, and they're up 7-0 right now.
They're fighting for their season, Chris. I mean, you're right about the division that they're in, but sometimes I've seen games like this where one team desperately needs it in order to stay relevant and be involved, and this could definitely be one of those games and what it would do to that organization and that team if they're able to win. So this will be interesting as we go forward.
Well, you know this, Rob, and you've covered pro sports for a long time, as have I. Nowadays, because of technology, because of shows like this, national shows like this on radio and TV, every game is it's almost treated like it's college football, Rob. You know, in college football, if you lose, it is a huge statement.
Well,
you know?
Lose one or two games in college football, your season is basically over.
Right. In the NFL, all the time, Rob, teams lose games to teams that aren't as good as them. Right? I mean, if you win 11 out of 16 games or 11 or 12 out of 17 games, that means you lost five. And you might be a Super Bowl team that year. So this doesn't, I mean, is if they lose, if the Ravens end up losing this game to the Colts, it doesn't mean the Ravens aren't still legitimate contenders and this
no,
and that.
No. It
but that will be some of the overreaction. But you know what I mean? Like
we can't just win every game, right?
Right. Everything's heightened, game. You know. So, but anyway, speaking of reactions,
have we heard anything?
John Gruden, is his situation in Las Vegas, which was already looking like it was going to be bad. With the racially insensitive comments about DeMaurice Smith, which were disrespectful to African-American people. It's gotten worse. Mark Davis, the owner for the Raiders, had emails from the league, Rob. And they're not from 2011 anymore. Some of them may still be, but a lot of them are from 2018. And in those emails, there were derogatory terms toward homosexuals. He really called Roger Goodell several names, including, as you said, Rob, the F word.
Yep.
Called him clueless, called him anti-football. Talked about Eric Reed, who obviously was a player who was involved heavily in the protest. During the national anthem, said he should be fired. That's something that probably, you know, is not going to sit well.
Sounds like
with
another guy who used to be president.
And there's more breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Here we go.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Well, the story's coming from Tom Pelissero with NFL Network, but saying that the Raiders and John Gruden are going to be parting ways.
Wow!
Saying that it is over. Of course, this all coming off of the emails that are stemming from the NFL investigation into the Washington football team, and that's where these emails came from, to go to the NFL. And interesting that coming out of all this, Daniel Snyder, no charges, nothing there. But John Gruden is going to be out as the Raiders head coach.
Isn't that something, Chris? Isn't that something that, they were looking for Daniel Snyder.
Yep, but you never know what you might uncover. And Chris, this is not – what did I just say to Rod? I just told Rod he's done. And you know why I said that? Because you can't clean up all of that, Chris. You know, like there's too much to – you can't make an excuse for every term you use and what you said about the commissioner and what you said about the gay players and what you said about the female referees and what you said about – how can you clean up? After those emails came out, you can't clean all of that up. You could have made an excuse about the union chief, right, and say, hey, I didn't mean it in that light. You got 4 or 5 things to clean up? You can't clean them all up.
Yeah, he was anti-player protest when the league was talking about getting supportive of that. And the players, remember the players came out with the video and all that? So this was viewed as antagonistic toward that. So, yeah, at this point, Rob, it's not that surprising. And I would say, look, let's learn lessons. Number one, as I said last segment, Rob, we're all not going to agree on everything. And we don't all have to agree on everything. And I think that's a lesson.
That's not the way the world is, right?
That's the lesson that we need to learn. Let people disagree, but we can disagree respectfully. And that's how it has to be. And then secondly, Rob, watch what you email and text people. You can't be careless, you know, and be careful.
And I'm going to say bravo to the Las Vegas Raiders. This was their dream coach, Chris. They gave him an unprecedented $100 million, 10-year guaranteed contract to a coach. Never been done before.
Rob, Gruden is resigning, they're saying, which is a big – that's different than firing. So I wonder what the financial situation is going to be.
Right.
When you resign, you don't get paid.
Right. There'll be some sort of buyout.
Right. I wonder, was there – some type of buyout.
No, but this is what my point, Chris, and I give the Raiders credit. Their organization, built by Al Davis, has had a history of inclusion the whole time. First Hispanic head coach, Tom Flores, right? Art Shell, Chris, the first black head coach.
Right.
And what'd you say earlier?
First female executive in the front office.
Executive in the front office. So the stuff that Gruden was saying doesn't go with their organization. That's why I knew he couldn't fit. He doesn't fit with who the Raiders are. I know they're bad, black and silver and all those crazy fans, but they've always had a consciousness about including everybody. You got to give the Raiders that, and I applaud them for saying, you don't fit here. This is not who we are.
I don't know that any team could have kept him, Rob.
Probably right.
I don't know that any team could have kept him. You know, just with – you mentioned it, and he disparaged – you know, we talked about it. A league that's 70% African-American, you already disrespected African-Americans with the email about D'Amore Smith.
Right.
Now you don't really care about the protest and what they were all about, right? You think that's foolishness, apparently.
The commissioner.
And then, like you said, the commissioner, too. I mean, the commissioner had to be like, yo – dude, like, you know, and then, you know, he's got Carl Nassib, who came out as a homosexual player. That's one of his defensive linemen who's actually played well for them. And so he's in that locker room, too. So, yeah, again, when I saw the story from the New York Times with a lot of the, you know, things that had come out in those emails,
and Chris, you worked at the New York Times, man. They do great journalism. And, you know, if you get you read something in the New York Times, you know it's serious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Am I right? You got of all the stuff that's happened in your career, writing for that paper, that's the pillar of journalism.
It's arguably the best newspaper in the world.
In the world.
And you're right. It was an honor to work for them. And I had a ball there. I had a ball in my 6 years at the New York Times. But, yeah, Rob, this is the situation. Rob G, who's taking over? Who'd they say is the interim?
That has not been announced yet, but Adam Schefter has tweeted a little more context to it. According to him, Mark Davis arrived at the team facility a couple hours ago and went directly to find John Gruden. The two men met, and Gruden decided then that he would be resigning as the coach.
I really wonder what the financial settlement will be.
I bet you there's some sort of payout number, but he's not going to get $60 million.
No.
Rob G, yeah, what is your gut as a Raiders fan? I mean, you know, your whole team has just gotten blown up. You know, like you started out 3-0, looked like this is going to be the year. You lose a couple bad games, and now your coach is out. How do you feel as a Raiders fan?
It sucks, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, obviously he had to go with what came out, but
right.
For the longest time, or at least since Gruden got there, the issue was never his side of the ball, which was the offense. The offense was always at worst,
but
a middle
he
of
the
road
the
off
head coach.
Yeah, but he,
so you can't just say.
But that's like
I get it, but you gotta blame me.
He
for the
oversees
offense.
Everything.
Right. That's true. But it's like if Bill Belichick has a bad defense, you take that a little more personally because Belichick's a defensive guy.
Right.
Gruden's
right.
always been an offensive guy,
and no, that's fair.
They've always even in their worst years, they were at least a middle of the pack offense. So this year, they finally get a defense that's not terrible. And you're like, hey, we might be able to do something. And then the wheels just completely fall off. And so we're back to square one. We're back being, what, 5-6 win team. So this is just it's disappointing.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Gruden, Rob, his last 9 seasons coaching, and that includes years in Tampa
not
Bay,
pretty.
Which obviously was a long time ago. He's made the playoffs twice. 2 times in his last 9 years. And that's not including this year. So, you know, here's the other thing, Rob. Gruden, when he left coaching the first time, he really became a big-time, you know, broadcaster, right? Doing games.
No,
He was good.
He was the highest-paid employee at ESPN.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right. He had his quarterback camp. He was doing games. And he was good. He legitimately was good. I don't see that's not coming back. It's not coming back.
No. Yeah. You can't.
So,
what network
I don't know
could
where
hire
he goes.
Him, Chris? No network
no,
could hire him.
No.
Not with that stuff.
So, big news with the Las Vegas Raiders. John Gruden is out. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Give us your thoughts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on the Magic City Monday. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. It offers free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the John Gruden resignation, firing, mutual parting, however you want to term it. But officially, it's a resignation because of racist, misogynistic, and homophobic emails. Your turn to weigh in.
Chris, what did I say earlier? Remember I said this is, reminds me of Rachel Nichols, where he knew there was other stuff out there, didn't he? Like, it must have killed him. Like, you know you wrote that stuff. Like, oh, my God, they're going through emails.
Right.
He knew it. That's why I think he wasn't going to fight it. And I think that's why you just resign and just say, okay, I'm done. All right. Let's get to some calls. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Mark, how you?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
You, Boy, this was a bombshell, but I knew it probably was going to happen. If Mark Davis was anything like his dad, and you guys already brought up what the Raider organization stood for,
yep.
Then Al Davis probably would have did this over the weekend if Al was alive. So this is just who they are. And you also were obviously right, too. He knew what was coming down the pike. If they read a few excerpts from emails that they had on Friday, you knew that the dam was about to break after the weekend. You knew that. You guys know that being in the business. Yep. You guys knew that was coming. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The first one was just an appetizer.
Exactly. And he knew deep down, like, oh, my God. And they probably – and when the league – and I said it to Chris, and he agreed with me. When the league turned it over to Mark Davis, what are you turning over?
Right, they wasn't turning over happy anniversary emails.
You know, they said we got this. Yeah, we got this. Here, Mark. He wasn't in the league when he said these, but he's in the league now. And actually, maybe some of them he was in the league now. But they said, this is your guy. We're going to let you decide what to do with this. And they turned it directly over to the Raider organization, probably knowing this was coming down the pike.
No doubt.
All right,
no
Mark, doubt. Good call.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Let's go to Steven in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man.
You know, I think he really deserved to, like, leave the Raiders. And come to think of it, I remember thinking before that, like, he didn't seem like the nicest kind of guy, but maybe, like, you would think he's, like, a top coach. But to, like, write that stuff out and then to insult a lot of people, I just think something's going on with him.
And you just said it. What you just said was a great point. To write it out.
Exactly.
Think about
what
that, Steven.
What is wrong with him?
Right.
What'd you
to
say?
To write it out, to write the homophobic slurs in an email, Chris and Steven.
I wonder
about
if
that.
All of those were to Bruce Allen. Or how many of them were. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bruce Allen's out of the league, I believe, right? But I know he's not with the Washington football team. Yeah. But he'd probably be in some hot water too if he were still in the league.
Crazy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. How about Aaron in Virginia? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. If you want to jump in, 877-99 on Fox. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, guys. Appreciate taking the call. It's shocking that the decision came so quickly, but it's definitely understood why. I mean, it sounded like John Gruden really knew that, you know, it was time, as the person mentioned, they decided to part ways. But I think Chris nailed it on the head earlier when he said, you know, everybody's going to have different beliefs, but you can't be disrespectful to other people, regardless of what their beliefs are. You got to keep them inside at some point. But it's concerning what's going to happen with Derek Carr. He seemed like he had a great relationship with Gruden. I wonder how his play is going to be affected. But it'll be interesting to see how their season.
To your point, Carr had the statement that was most supportive of Gruden after yesterday's game.
I wonder if it'll be today. I wonder if he'll change his mind.
Well, yeah, he obviously didn't know about these other emails. But he even talked about how, hey, we're all behind him. It's all good. We know that was in the past. Like, I think he overstated it. He may have believed it, but I was just like, and he's white, obviously. So he couldn't speak for the black players, obviously. But, it is going to be interesting.
Well, Chris,
they look like they had something going.
One of their team captains, running back Josh Jacobs, who was black.
Right.
Said he didn't think that he lost the locker room, that they all as a team were like, hey, you guys just overanalyzing it. We think he's a good guy. So,
but he also said the coaches just call the plays. The players kind of lead each other.
Yeah, exactly. Those are just those two guys. You also had, every player, the guys we had on last week that played for Green, like, no, he's a good guy. You know, I don't think he's
Sean
racist.
King.
Well,
you know, Sean King.
But let's keep it real.
You had Charles Woodson, Mike Tirico. Like, there was a lot of people who were vouching for him.
Right.
And then
of
this comes out, and you're like,
let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. People talk like this. I mean, the things Gruden sent in emails, people talk like that. So let's not act like, oh my gosh, how in the world could he say those things? People talk like that.
It's not that, Chris. That's not. I
but
agree
you,
with
you. Am I wrong?
But yeah, right. No. But
that's
I'm just
all
saying,
I'm saying.
But when you represent an organization,
no, I agree
whatever,
with you, Rob. Right, okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm not saying that nobody.
There's
perfect.
No doubt Gruden yeah. could be okay. a cool dude at practice and joking around in the weight room and bliss and that. And use language like that because a lot of people that you like and we grew up with, we play with, we hang with, that use language like this when in, you know, among people you think will be down with that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the players were sincere when they said, oh, he's cool. We ain't got no problems with him.
Yeah, I want to hear what they say now after the rest of this stuff came out. Just the scope of it. And it's just, you don't have to be in any group. But it's just that he's all over the place with his hate talk or whatever you want to call it. You know, like it's everywhere. That's the part that bothers me. Rob G talked about it. The only thing that he didn't mention was he didn't bash Hispanics. But maybe we should wait an hour, Rob G. You know what I mean?
Well, seriously. I mean, you guys brought up the Donald Sterling thing and, you know, the Rachel Nichols things as well. Would they have been able to fire him over this, though? Like, had he not resigned because of the PR
hit? Oh, yeah, that would cause.
You know, because,
absolutely.
Because
he represents the organization.
But because a lot of this took place before he was the coach.
Doesn't matter. You know what?
I think that does matter, but a lot of it took place. It was the scope of it. I mean, it was a ton of stuff.
Right.
Now, and a lot of it happened in 2018.
Had we have not coaching. Gotten this second batch for the New York Times, if it was just the DeMora,
he could have survived. Should have got fired. Yes. Yeah, I didn't think he should have got fired.
He could have got. He could have survived now, without the right. second. The second batch buried him, and then all the stuff about Goodell and the language
right.
and
he
the words
very,
he used.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, we had Seth Wickersham, Rob. You were off last Friday. I'm sure that there's some stuff that Robert Kraft has said about Roger Goodell that may have not been those exact words, but. Definitely went flatter.
But that's my point. That's my point, Rob. And Rob Woodson said the same thing. Let's not act like this isn't common language.
It's not. It's not.
It's going away a little more. It's going away a little more because of political correctness.
No, I don't use.
But this is language that people use. Oh, people do. I mean, like I said, not as much. I don't curse. So I don't use them. I'm just saying that people use this language.
Here's the problem that I have, and it's just like everything else. We talk about it all the time, is when it's recorded, like the Donald Sterling could have been talking like that for 30 years. Once it's recorded and once you hear it for yourself or once you read these emails and these comments, that's the game changer. Ray Rice, it's the game changer when you see the video for yourself. We know there's a difference, Chris. I agree that there are plenty of people in that very same league who have probably said some stuff that could get them fired. But you don't have a tape of it. We don't have an email of it. Nobody in their family has exposed them.
Right.
But if you were to hear that, if the son of some prominent head coach comes out and says, hey, my dad's a racist, he hates black people, and he said A, B, and C, don't tell me his job wouldn't be in jeopardy if they could
cooperate. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Totally.
I'm just saying,
let's
squeeze
not
in
act
one more,
shocked.
We're done.
Shocked that somebody says some of these things.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Starts fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge, or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Everybody don't get their own theme music.
That's
right. You got to be special for that. And he is special. He's an NBA champion. He's a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, Eddie House. What up, man?
Eddie.
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing?
We are great, man. We are great. Look, let's start in your backyard where you grew up, at least, Oakland area. John Gruden, your thoughts?
Out. Man,
you know he resigned. Did you know?
I know all about it. But I tell you what, his play calling resigned before he did. To keep it honest, to keep it all the way solid, man. You know, we lost some games on his play calling and on some, you know, some missed assignments and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's one of those things where you look at it and say, you gave a guy $100 million, and we ain't counting nobody's pockets, and we ain't in the pocket watching, what we call it. We're not doing that. But at the same time, you're not producing. You look at his record and what we've been doing. You know, we get out to hot starts, and we always lose, you know. And right. I think that's the only reason why he has been around so long is because he did sign that type of deal. You know, any other coach would have been out before this happened. And the only reason why he is out is because these things have surfaced. And obviously, they must be very sensitive, and it might be the reason why the team has sat down and not played as well as they had.
They were bad Sunday,
Didn't
look good, or the week before that. You know, you play when you go 3-1, you actually go 3-0, and you lose the game to San Diego. You go down 14 points, and you 50 yards in the first half, and you're supposed to be an offensive guru, a genius on the offensive side of the ball, and you only have 53 yards of total offense. To me, that doesn't scream genius at all, no matter who's on the other side. But especially when you have a talented quarterback, But really, you look at what's going on. You know, the NFL is predominantly African American, and there are some very sensitive remarks that have been made and referring to, you know, the PA. Chief. DeMarcus Smith. You know, yep. What I'm saying? That's not cool. So you got players that could take that a certain way. There was also.
Let me ask you about that. Eric Reed, right? The player who demonstrated during the play of the national anthem, and Gruden saying he should be fired. If you're a black player, you're like, wait a minute. What was he saying?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like, all those things are adding up. And plus, Nassib, you know, one of our defensive linemen is, you know, a homosexual, and he came out. So now there was also some of those insensitive remarks about that community. So at that point, I mean, you know, your feet is to the fire, and I think Mark Davis had to do what he had to do as a owner, you know, and as the leader of that organization. I think he had to just pull the plug.
Eddie, let's go to the NBA, obviously your expertise. The Kyrie Irving situation, so let's assume he doesn't get vaccinated so he can't play home games, and that I would try to trade him, and I would try to be like, my problem for your problem, give me Ben Simmons, and I'll give you Kyrie Irving, and I would want Seth Curry, too, from Philly. But let's say you can't even trade him. Eddie, I would be like, look, don't play in the road games either. Because I just know, as great as Kyrie is, I just think that for them to develop the chemistry, the continuity, and the defined roles that you need to win a championship, I don't think you can have him hopping in and out of the lineup and being, it's going to be a distraction off the court, and it's going to be, you know, problematic on the court. Not in the regular season. We know they're going to win 60-ish no matter what if they're healthy. But in the playoffs, to have him in the home games, not in the road games. So I think if he doesn't play all the games or be available for all the games, I would say, Kyrie, just don't play on the road either. What would you do? Or do you think that's over the top?
No, I think you're right on path with that, your thinking. I look at it like this. If you're ownership, right, you have to say, man, how does this give us our best chance when we got one of our best players we're paying all this money to half of the time? It doesn't work. And then if you are a player who gets those minutes when he's not there and then don't get those minutes when he is there, you feeling some kind of way behind that too. So what you're saying, it makes complete sense. It's like, okay, got to figure it out. Either you're able to get him out of the organization, as great of a player he is, as a big asset too, if they're trying to make a championship push. Do you jeopardize that? Because it's chemistry with the team, and it's not about one person. And that's the one thing that everybody says about professional sports. It's never about just one person, right? So you can't jeopardize the whole of the team for this one person's personal opinion. And I happen to say, hey, man, I have to agree with him standing on his own rights, because that's what America's about, right? Freedom of what you feel.
Right.
But at the same time, it is jeopardizing the whole team and a whole organization. So I will be looking to move off them. I don't think Ben Simmons is a fit for that team, though. Like,
really?
As much as I don't think. I think, yeah, does it add to rebounding? But at the end of the day, he's not going to stretch the floor. He's not going to open up driving lanes because that's what you need when
he'd
you have
be my
James
center.
Harden. Huh?
I play him at center.
Well, I mean, okay, you play him at center, but then
good
also if you play him at center, I believe you take him, you take away what he does best. And I think what he does best is distribute the basketball. That's probably, and defend. So he's going to defend no matter what position you have him at, but you can't have him at center without the ball in his hands. How effective is Ben Simmons going to be without the ball in his hands? I don't think he's going to be good at all. I think he's really extremely talented at distributing and getting other people involved. That's where he is. I mean, it's just his nature of that's how he plays. So to have him at center, you can't play through him at center. You can't dump it down to him and ask him to make plays from there, because ain't nobody going to double. They're going to say, hey, let me see you score. You know, I think he'll be at a disadvantage at that point. But I think the Brooklyn Nets are in a real tough situation right now.
All right. There's not many guys who could come on The Odd Couple and talk NFL, NBA, and baseball.
Let's do it.
Player. Let's do it. So the Dodgers and Giants have started at Dodger Stadium, first inning. No score. But how big is this really? You got Max Scherzer on the mound for the Dodgers. He hasn't pitched that well. I'm not saying he's been terrible, but not himself. How big of a start is this for Max Scherzer and the Dodgers? Because if the Giants are able to beat him at Dodger Stadium, that would seem like they'd have a leg up in this series.
Yeah, because he's a big horse. You know, that's the reason why they got him. You know, and everybody was clamoring to get him when the trade deadline hit. You know, you had San Diego trying to get him, and L.A. at the end of the day backdoored and was able to get him. And this is the reason. And you look at the game against the Cardinals. He didn't have a great game against the Cardinals. I think he pitched decent, but he wasn't himself, the Max Scherzer that we know, who can be that guy, that dominant guy on the hill. And I think this is a big time game for him, and momentum changer for his team to say, hey, no, we about to do this. You know, this is, he goes out there, you put the ball in his hands and it's, hey, let him do what he does. I, these two teams all year have been the best two teams in baseball, and it would have been a shame to see one of them not make it because they didn't win their division and lose a wild card game. But I believe Max Scherzer is going to have a good game tonight. I think he's going to bounce back, and especially he was mad after that wild card game, if you really go back
and
watch.
If you remember,
it.
He didn't want to give up the ball. He went
no,
out there.
He didn't.
Remember
yes.
that? Dave Roberts.
And if he could have punched Dave Roberts in the chest, he would have did it.
It was funny.
All right, Eddie, great stuff, brother. Man. We appreciate it. We look forward to talking with you now that the NBA season is underway, brother.
Right on, man. Likewise. You guys take care, man.
Appreciate right, man. You. Good job. Peace. Thank you, buddy.
More iCouple on the way. Fury Wilder 3. We recap. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, wrapping up a Magic City Monday, and it's been anything but a magical day for John Gruden. He is out. He resigned, obviously under duress, in Las Vegas. He was robbed the face of that franchise.
Yep.
You know,
Chris,
when they moved to Vegas.
He got an unprecedented contract.
Yep.
He was the envy of all coaches. Wouldn't you say that? Begin a 10-year contract.
With a 10-year, $100 million fully guaranteed deal, yeah. I'd say. And now he's gone because of emails just derogatory to our homosexuals, African-Americans, and women.
Right.
And so
how many other coaches are like about their emails right now, Chris, or people?
Like I said, learn your lesson. Be careful what you email and text to folks.
Yeah.
You never know what can get
careful.
Out there.
Be respectful, man. Stop.
Right.
It. Really,
like we said,
seriously.
Everybody – we don't have to agree on everything.
But have
belief
respect
systems
for people.
And all
you
that,
just
but
disagree,
you got to respect
but you don't
everybody.
Have to get into name calling,
right.
Chris, and all that other stuff. I'm sure if you're Roger Goodell today and you see these things, how do you think he feels?
Yeah.
It's one thing to say he's a bad commissioner. You could just say it, Chris. I think he's a bad commissioner. Is that the end of the world?
Yeah, but people call each other names. That happens all the time, you know. So
not in an
caught
email.
Up with Gruden. And let's go to the fight. Did you watch the Wilder Fury fight?
Yes. You were on point there. I was.
That's right. You picked Wilder. Yeah.
I picked Wilder, and I give him. He has a lot of heart, but he wasn't good enough. And he just wasn't. And it was. I think, you know, I thought always, I've always got a crooked eye at boxing. Like, they need Wilder to win, you know, so that they can have a four and all that. But no, this was about talent. This was not the fix isn't in. They're right. not going to play that game. You know what I mean? So I'm going to tip my cap to a great fight by Fury.
And the thing is this, Rob, Fury was 40 pounds heavier. They have weight divisions for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no other weight division where you're going to fight a guy that's 40 pounds heavier than you. Obviously, heavyweight is unlimited, so you can weigh 600 pounds if you can move.
Was that COVID 40 pounds, Chris? You know what I mean? What was that from?
Well, last fight, he was 40 pounds more.
Wow.
But they both gained a little more weight. Fury was 277, and Wilder was 238. But you said it, right? Wilder... Wilder has a great right hand, of an historic right hand, but he's not a boxer. And I get that he was probably hurt, but over the last several rounds, it's amazing, Rob, when I'm watching that fight now, he got knocked down in the third round, and then he knocks Fury down twice in the fourth. From that point on, though, the fifth round on, I thought Wilder looked exhausted, and I thought he almost darn near looked out on his feet, you know, and he's just not like, he just was awkward, and his defense was non-existent. He was a sitting duck for Fury to pummel. Like those late rounds, it was almost like I was hoping he survived, because you remember I said Fury by decision. So I was just hoping he ended up making it through the fight.
Fury could have probably finished him off earlier. No?
Right. It felt like, I mean, I don't think he carried him by any stretch.
No, but I think
he landed. That, you said it. Wilder's heart and courage was incredible. But that only underscores the fact that he took a severe beating. Severe. You know, and that, all these people, Rob, talking about a fourth fight. I don't want to see a fourth fight anytime soon.
No, not now,
right?
Chris, not now.
No, Deontay, I don't think he can handle a fourth beating like that.
Hey, real quick, the Rays just tied the game, Chris, on a home run.
Wow.
Five. The Red Sox were up 5-0.
Yep, and remember
game.
I said they're winning. The Red Sox are winning this. You know, that's playoff baseball, man.
Yep, it's 5-5 in the top of the eighth. The Rays have tied it.
Okay. You never know. But the only way, Rob, I'd want to see a fourth fight, and I don't know that this is, who knows what Wilder's going to do. But if Wilder went out there and beat essentially every other contender, impressively.
So you mean like he'd have to fight like a couple years?
Yeah.
And beat
up
some people. Yeah. Not this.
Yeah.
Is not,
like right. Beat Anthony Joshua. Beat Alexander Usyk, who beat, or Usyk, who just beat Joshua. Beat Dillian White. Like beat Andy Ruiz. The top contenders. You got to take them out and kind of show, okay, you're worthy, right? Of now we wonder, okay, Wilder's been looking good again. All these fights. Maybe now he's ready for Fury. But outside of that, Rob, like immediate? No way. Because honestly, I don't want to see Wilder get beat down again like that.
I'm with you. We can't watch that again. So
no, it was brutal.
He'd have to build up his resume, build up that he's done some different stuff. He's bigger and better, and I don't mean size-wise, but he's better, Chris. And then maybe people might say, maybe he's ready now.
Right.
Maybe he's ready. But in current state, no, we can't see that again.
No, not at all. Not at all. And but he did. And Teddy Atlas, who was on with us last week, Thursday, who picked Wilder like you did, he actually tweeted, Rob, that Wilder, this fight did for Wilder what Sugar Ray's loss to Duran did for Sugar Ray. Because remember, Sugar Ray was a pretty boy. You know, everybody thought he was soft because, oh, he's just pretty, he's fancy, but he don't really want to fight. And then when he fought Duran, that was a slugfest. And Duran won, but Sugar Ray took everything he had, gave out his own punishment, and that made people realize, okay, this dude is more than a pretty face. Like, he's a warrior. And that's what happened with Wilder. The difference is Sugar Ray came back with an awesome career, beat Duran. That's not going to happen with Wilder, at least – Rob, I don't see him beating Fury. Ever.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he's got the punch, but, you know, like.
Right, but that would be like a pipe dream at this point.
Right. All right, Odd Couple signing off. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.